and their future rides on the vote canvas after the official election date. So you want to get that taken care of. You want to really avoid any provisional ballots in your side of things, if at all possible.
All right, as we mentioned, candidate forum, school board candidates. There are six candidates, three seats open.
Mm-hmm.
And we have three, not in studio. We're still doing these by phone due to, COVID mitigation policies still in play here
right.
at the KVOE studios. But we'll have Mike Crouch, who's an incumbent, Lillian Lingenfelter, and Paul Meinke will be in to field all the questions that we have, and we want yours too. So if you have any questions, you can call in during the program at 620-342-5863. You can email KVOE at KVOE.com or text us at 620-342-5863.
Indeed. And, we have a lot of questions,
yes,
but
we
know
do.
You have a lot of questions too. So we'll be mixing and matching those questions and trying to make sure that your questions, comments, concerns, and different interest points are answered here both today and then again at 10:06 Thursday morning.
Okay, so 10:06, Chuck Samples will be moderating the program this Tuesday and Thursday, because Thursday we'll have Christina Faulkner, Jamie Reaver, and Jennifer Thomas in at 10:06. And all of our forums brought to you by the fine folks at ESB Financial, Ray Roofing, Justice Painting,
and Geotech.
Geotech, land surveyors of Emporia and the Flint Hills area. It is 6:52 as we say good morning town. Now to Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. Janine, good morning.
Good morning.
How might you be today?
I am wonderful. It's another great day in Emporia.
It is a
sure
beautiful
is.
Start to the day. Indeed, it is.
It really is.
And I know that I see you've been soliciting for a Business of the Year nominees, Janine.
We are. It is that time of year where we are seeking nominations for our 2021 Business of the Year. You can find our nomination form under the Get Involved and Events tab, Get Involved tab under our website. Under events and programs, some of the requirements is it needs to be a business that does not exceed 100 people or persons. In the business, they have to be in business for a minimum of 3 years, show community involvement, they're engaged in the community, and nonprofits or nationally recognized chains or franchises do not qualify for this. We have other awards that some of them can go under those categories. So all of that's written down, once again, on our website, emporiakschamber.org. Go to the Get Involved tab, and you can read more about what's required for that. But we're taking nominations till the first part of November. So that's just our first step in this process of coming up with our 2021 Business of the Year.
All right. And all leading up to, the big chamber meeting and dinner coming up in January on the campus of Emporia State. Can't wait for that to be back. Huh?
We are so looking forward to that event.
I know you are. So I log on to emporiakschamber.org. Well, Janine, the holiday shopping season, well, by gosh, I think it started. It's here for the most part. And I
it
know that
here.
You're doing whatever you can to support our local businesses here.
We are. I mean, just like on your programming this morning, I think on First Light, in your news report at the top of the hour, and then even in the Ag Report, we were hearing about supply chain issues. And we really want to promote to the community, just like you've been hearing, you need to start early this holiday shopping. We encourage you to shop local. And with that, we're really promoting, if it's on the shelf, it can be under your tree. If the stores, our local businesses, retailers have it here, know that it can be under your tree and you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about delays or being told that it will be here on a certain date. And then once again, it's delayed again. How many times have that happened? And so really encourage you to get out there, start shopping local for this holiday season. And remember, if it's on their shelves, it can be under your tree this holiday season.
Keep that in mind. Keep it local.
Yeah.
And we mentioned we have candidate forums this week, and you have done some work with our local candidates too, have you not?
We have. We have been inviting them to come in and make a a quick video, no longer than 3 minutes, to introduce themselves, to talk about why they have decided to run for an office. So we've invited everybody running for our area school districts, so 251, 252, and 253, and then also our Emporia City Commission candidates. Now, we haven't gotten them all, but they have all been invited, and we do have quite a few of those that next week, right before early voting starts, we will start putting those out on our social media channels. And just like your candidate forums that you're doing on air, this is just one more way to become engaged, involved, and learn about the various candidates running for office. It's so important.
It is.
To learn that and to get out and vote.
And I do want to highlight something here, Janine. We want to let people know that I believe you have a ribbon cutting coming up this Thursday.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
At the Emporia State School of Business, as they celebrate the Bobby and Steve Souter Center for Entrepreneurial Development. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. As I was getting ready to call in, I thought, oh, I didn't tell Ron. I wanted to mention this. This Thursday, we do have a ribbon cutting. It will be at 4:30. And as you said, the Bobby and Steve Souter Center for Entrepreneurship, we are so excited to be celebrating that this Thursday. It will be followed by a business after hours. So we really encourage people to get out, come help us celebrate this new center at the School of Business at Emporia State University. It will be in Kramer Hall. And really excited to have another ribbon cutting. We've been having a lot of those lately, a lot of good things happening in the community, but excited to have a business after hours back.
Yeah.
That's something we haven't had for several months. And so we're excited that we're going to be having one of those again and encouraging people to come out and celebrate with us.
Indeed. Thank you, Janine.
Thanks, Janine.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right. Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. It is 6:56, 53 degrees. Good morning.
Tired of the endless cycle of laundry staring at you every day?